Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 821 through 93.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausin, United States Army, retired CBS News. The news from the battlefront in Ukraine is not positive. Mr. Zelensky's visit to Washington and New York did not provide what he was looking to. Membership in NATO, membership in the EU, perhaps $1 trillion to rebuild and sustain the war effort, and permission to use Storm Shadows firing into Russia. Now we have battlefront information that a town on the Donbass front has fallen to the Russians after weeks or months of assault. This is a town that looks very much like Belgium in 1919. Chopped up terrain by artillery shells landing from the Russians and concrete buildings inside that were part of the redoubt of the unit that was assigned to hold it. They held out right to the end. But this victory is being celebrated by the Russians. Is that deserved, Jeff? Is this important?
It certainly is important, but I would say it's important at the operational level of war, John. What I mean by that is the falling of Vuhledar perhaps puts at risk this town of Pokrovsk down in the Donbass region. The loss of Pokrovsk will be an operational failure of significance for the Ukrainians because it's a major logistical hub based on the highway systems and the railways. And will make it increasingly difficult for them to fend off Russian advances in the Donbass. Now, that being said, the Russians, most estimates are, have been losing up to 1,000 casualties a day in some of the most difficult fighting this war has seen over the last several months. So they're very hard stretched in terms of the manpower. Let me give you one example, John. It's crazy to say this, but the Russians actually pulled the sailors off the aircraft carrier Kutuzov and formed them into an infantry battalion and sent them off to the front in Ukraine. And they're part of the forces that are trying to advance on Pokrovsk, telling you clearly how difficult the Russian military is having in maintaining these manpower levels. That also indicates to me, even if they might seize this particular town and deprive the Ukrainians of a very important logistical base, they don't have the manpower, even if that was quite a success, where they could exploit it and move large masses of forces to try to expand, take large parts of Ukrainian territory very, very quickly.
The decision not to give permission to fire the Storm Shadow missiles into Russia, what is that based on, Jeff? Because Putin makes threats every 20 days. He made another threat about that. Acknowledging his threat, is that a good policy?
I wouldn't think so, frankly, John. And I think under the UN Charter, which says every country has a right to self-defense, and clearly that includes Ukraine, clearly they were invaded by Russian on an unbelievable example of aggression by one country against a neighboring country. And as a consequence, should have the means to defend themselves. The concern in the West, particularly in Washington, is the use of these longer-range systems, Scalp from the French, Storm Shadow from the British, and the ATACMS from the United States, is provocative and escalatory and might encourage the Ukrainians to strike deeper into Russian territory, perhaps even striking some of the Russian nuclear power facilities and the like. And that might provoke Russia into a wider conflict with NATO. And of course, Mr. Putin, as you suggested, John, has been provocative in talking about new criteria whereby Russia might employ nuclear weapons. He talked about Russia being at war with a non-nuclear state, but supported by a nuclear state, might be justification to escalation. So I think in Washington, that concern about escalation with the Russians, concern perhaps about the Russians striking Ukrainian nuclear power plants, which Mr. Zelensky himself has said is a real possibility. These are the reasons at the moment, plus, of course, an impending national election in the United States, why the Biden administration, for the moment at least, has not agreed to allowing the Ukrainians to use those weapons at that maximum range.
Have you heard anything about a negotiation back channel, any third party
The only person I've heard talking about a ceasefire and negotiations is Donald Trump and his running mate. And the 5-point plan that Mr. Vance talked about a few days ago was described by some commentators as being roughly the plan that Putin recommended back in February, which was seizing all the territory they hold now, seizing the rest of the Donbass, neutralization of Ukraine, which would probably mean a new government, no allowances for the Ukraine to join any international institutions, and basically a recipe for surrender. The only other proposition on negotiations has been won by the Ukrainians, and that is to hold a peace conference or a summit on peace sometime in December. They have invited the Russians to attend. I don't think the Russians will. They held one previously, you may recall, back in June in Switzerland. I believe about 80 countries participated. But beyond that, I hear no discussions of moving towards a negotiating table. And frankly, I don't think we're going to hear anything that's serious until we get beyond the American elections, where the American people on this issue have a clear choice between Mr. Trump, who has talked about ending the war immediately, ending aid to Ukraine, and perhaps even eventually taking the United States out of NATO, some things that Mr. Putin find very attractive. And Ms. Harris has basically followed the same line that the Biden administration has talked about, and that is continued support for Ukraine militarily and the unity of NATO being key in terms of thwarting this aggression by the Kremlin.
We have less than a minute, Jeff. What is Russia now in the eyes of the world? Is it broken? Is it we know it's a revisionist power, but its army seems inert.
Yeah, it's a revisionist power that I think is trying to make itself attractive, particularly in the third world. BRICS with Brazil, Russia, India, China,
right,
trying to present itself as an alternative to an international system that they argue is dominated by the West. At the same time, I would say things in Russia are difficult. The defense ministry and the government announced a 30% increase in the defense budget. Russians spending far greater percentage of their federal budget on defense than the United States, for example, right now. An increased call-up of draftees, pressure on draftees to sign enlistment contracts so they can be deployed in the war in Ukraine. Recruiting at criminal detention facilities. And as I said, pulling sailors off the Kuznetsov. All those things suggest a manpower problem, but indirectly at least suggest to me a concern by Mr. Putin that he can't call for a general mobilization for fear, I think, of some kind of social disturbance by the Russian people. That might be the thing that tips the scales.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back.
Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.